Okay, so according to Paul Harman, a process strategy matrix is a matrix that's formed by, it just tries to estimate the strategic importance of a process, so how important it is to the business going forward, does that on the horizontal axis, and then how complex the process is on the vertical axis. Okay, now, processes that fall into the lower left, they're not very complex at all, don't change very often, and don't really have much strategic importance. So, you know, they're a necessary evil, and so therefore we should just give them the minimum resources, really. Whereas those that lie in the opposite of that, which is the upper right hand, well, they're really complex, change quickly, really highly strategically important. So these are the ones that are going to give us the competitive advantage. And these are the ones that we therefore should be focused upon.